is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Very lovely morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you for joining us again. If you are just tuning in, thank you. If you've been with me since 5 a.m, very lovely morning to you once again. Thank you. I'm Sharif Quadri. This is the last hour of the show. 8 minutes past the hour. Now let's jump into our last conversation on the Morning Crossfire for today, and that is about, we want to talk more about the anti-open grazing law, and in the south here, in the southwest to be very specific, and how, you know, dynamics could play out. I want to find out whether we're getting too excited over this. I want to find out whether, you know, we have all it takes to make sure that this does not get out of hand, this doesn't get out of control, it doesn't get hijacked, especially because 2023 elections are just very, very close by. Well, Nigeria has a law prohibiting the act of pasturing livestock to feed or dry grass, growing grass, shrubs, herbage, farm crops, etc. in open fields, which appear to have been going on for decades without any form of restriction. Now, according to research, the last few years have witnessed violent clashes between pastoralists and crop farmers in various parts of the country over grazing resources, which has led to the loss of numerous lives and properties. It has also, if you want to go that route, led to food shortages arising from abandonment of farmlands and destruction of crops. How about environmental degradation? It's also there. Now, let me bring you some facts. Between January 2016 and October 2016, and 2018 rather, clashes between herders and farmers have led to the death of at least 3,641 people. This is according to Amnesty International. 57% of the deaths occurred in 2018 alone. Between 2016 and 2018, over 3,641 people died. 57% of that number in 2018 alone. Amnesty International reports that in January 2018 alone, 168 deaths were recorded in January alone in Adamawa, Benue, Taraba, Ondo, and Kaduna states. In 2017, 549 deaths were recorded in clashes between herdsmen and farmers in 14 states of the Federation in 2017. In August 2021, the beginning of ban on open grazing formally kicked off in southern Nigeria. Just yesterday, the Lagos State government, while speaking on the ban on open grazing and rearing of cattle in southern Nigeria in August, Wike said the herders cannot do their business at the expense of another person's life or business. I mean, just yesterday, the Lagos State government signed that bill into law. The governor signed the bill into law. Now, September is the month for the deadline given by the Southern Governors Forum. The law just signed by Lagos State Governor. Enugu has the law. Ondo has the law. Benue has the law. In many of the states in Nigeria, henceforth, anyone whose livestock strays into another person's farm or property, no matter how highly placed, would face the full weight of the law, or implementation remains an issue. Which one is it for you? Well, I have two gentlemen on the show with me this morning. Yinka Oguntime joins me right now via the telephone. Barrister Yinka, a very lovely morning to you. Thank you for joining us on the show today.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here. I also have Dr. Babajide Emodi, who joins me also on the show today. Dr. Emodi, morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
How are you today? Now, let me start with you, Dr. Emodi. Let me get your thoughts on the anti-open grazing law that the Southern Governors have embarked on. Right now, we have some states that have signed into law. Not all of them. Just a handful of them. Just a handful. Lagos just signed its own yesterday. But what's your thought on this?
Well, once again, good morning, Lagosians. Good morning, Nigeria. Good morning, Jennifer, because we are on
Oh, no. We can't hear you.
Can you hear me, Sheriff?
The network is quite unstable. It's quite unstable.
Can you hear you?
Oh, you know what? Let's try and call you back, Dr. Modi. We'll try and call you back. But let me throw the question to you, Barrister Yinka Aguntimeyi. What's your thought on this anti-open grazing law?
Well, firstly, we must commend the governors, especially the 17 SADA governors who met in SADA, and the governors who have already passed the anti-open grazing law into law. It is very commendable, and we must know the fact that cattle is just one out of 30 of the livestock that is available for consumption. And we must also not forget the fact that the federal government has noted that the criminal herders are foreigners. They are not Nigerians. So we cannot continue to allow foreigners to kill and maim our people, rape our women, all in the quest for trying to ply their trade.
Right.
So the anti-open grazing law is very commendable to promote peace, security, and the protection of lives and properties of our people. Very commendable.
Barrister Yinka, let me stay with you a little while longer. What do you think is responsible? Because some states have signed since that time that they had that meeting in Asaba. They already knew their position. Some states signed. Some large number of them, over 10 of them, are yet to have that law in place. What do you think could be responsible for this?
Well, We must come to the realization and also acknowledge the fact that our governor, despite the fact that the 1999 Constitution, as amended, provides that the governors are the chief security officers of their state.
Right.
But they have handicaps in ensuring this constitutional duty.
Okay.
For instance, Section 5 of the 1999 Constitution says that the governors are the chief executive officers. And the Constitution also acknowledges the fact that we are running a federal system. That's Section 2 of the 1999 Constitution.
Okay.
But then the whole architecture of the country in reality is based on a unitary system. It is not federal in the real sense of the word. If it is a federal system, then each state should be able to control their affairs, control the security of their people. As against what we have now, we have a centralized policing system.
That's right.
If we are to run a truly federal system of government, there should be state police. And because of the absence of state police, that is the reason why the governors are handicapped in executing their laws. And that was what informed the founding of Western Nigeria Security Network, Code Malmot. So we must look at our constitution very typically, just like many people have commented. We must amend the laws to make sure that it is actually federal in the real sense of the word.
My question is it possible that these governors that are delaying aren't really interested in putting a ban to open grazing in their respective states, thereby going against their collective position, Barrister Yinka? Barrister Yinka, please go on. Are you with me, Barrister Yinka? Can you hear me? Oh, I think we lost his call. We lost Barrister Yinka's call there. I think we have Dr. Imodi back on the line.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
good. Right, fantastic. Now, yes. I'm going to pick it up from where we stopped with Barrister Yinka, because I was wondering why some governors have passed the anti-open grazing law and some are yet to even commence the process at all in their state. Yeah. Could it be that they are not in the same spot, the same belief, the same direction with the rest of the governors who have passed their own law in their respective states?
Yeah, well, once again, Lagos, we thank you for the time and apologies for the lapses in the network connection. It's a great pleasure to be back on day. I'll start by saying that there's a collective resolve, but the thing with Nigerian politics is that oftentimes you have the parochial interest of the individuals overriding the general interest.
Mm-hmm.
The ban on open grazing in the southern Nigeria and the middle belt is in the interest of peace in Nigeria. But you find out that some people, because of their political ambition, are foot dragging, paying lip service to the collective decision of the southern Nigerian governors and Sisi Putin on the implementation. At the end of the day, some of them will tell you behind closed doors that even if we pass this law, which police are we going to use to enforce it? So you find out that there's a handicap like the barrister.
Is that not a real concern, though? Because that's part of what I have here, to have you gentlemen dig in and tell me exactly whether there is some form of concern in that area as well. If you listen to the conversation we had this morning, morning, people have been talking about enforcement.
Yeah.
Who will enforce this law?
It all boils down to who will bail the cat
exactly
after the rat has met and taken a decision.
Hmm.
But this is much more than that. I can tell you for sure that in Lagos, this law will be implemented to the latter. We don't even need the police to implement it. We don't need the police. The people, the government of the people, the force of the people, and it doesn't have to be based on violence.
Mm.
It's a sheer resolve. This is not going to happen on our watch in Lagos.
You don't think that's a recipe, what you just said now, it's a recipe for chaos, and it's one of my major concerns. If the police refuse, for instance, to effect an arrest of any herder being captured by, in quote, task force to be set up in Lagos, that because that part of it is also in that law, then where is the legal backing for the arrest if the police can't or will not help in arresting or apprehending anybody breaking these laws? Don't you think that saying that you don't need the police, it's a recipe for some form of chaos?
Well, you see, evil would only thrive when good people do nothing. When the people resolve that this is what we want, there is absolutely nothing you can do to override their general will. You can threaten, you can huff and puff, but at the end of the day, where are you going to take the cattle to? Lagos is a massive metroplex. And for all its worth, you will find out that you put your Malu on the road and the people will block the thing.
Mm. Mm.
And you, after frustrating you one or two times, you read the handwriting on the wall and do the right thing. I mean, the law in Lagos is very clear.
Mm.
Apply for your land, we'll give you approval, you set up your ranch, but there are specificities. Some lines you won't cross. It's not a residential area. it is purely business.
That's right.
There are terms of engagement.
That's right.
And if you run against that grain, the police has no moral right to say that they are not going to enforce it for us.
Dr. Mode, let me get the thoughts of Barrister Yinka, who rejoins us right now. While you are away, Barrister Yinka, while you are away, we're talking about enforcement challenges. Whether you see any challenge in that area, Barrister Yinka, because some of the concerns that people have shared this morning when we earlier had that conversation was that, what if the police decides not to enforce this law? What then happens?
Well, the issue of execution of the anti-open dozing law by the police is not a new problem. If you will recall that even before now, Abia State and Ebonyi, even by Yesa, had earlier passed the anti-open grazing law.
That's right.
And they had challenges in executing the law because the police was not being cooperative. Just like what I highlighted earlier, that what we have is a centralized police system, which ought not to be. But then, Section 14.2b of the 1999 Constitution empowers the governors to ensure that the laws are implemented.
Okay.
And that is the reason why some of us have advocated for an amendment of the 1999 Constitution.
Okay.
To make sure that we don't have this kind of restrictions. But don't forget already, in Ondo State, Arakunrin Akeredolu has also passed the anti-open grazing law into law.
That's right. Please hold your thought, Mr. Yinka. Hold your thought. I'll come back to you. We need to take a quick break, huh?
This is an infomercial. 99.3
Nigeria Info. A very lovely morning to you. Thank you for joining us again. If you are just tuning in this morning, we are looking at we're looking at the anti-open grazing law. In the South, we're looking at the future of anti-open grazing law in the South. We're looking at how these may possibly pan out. That's our conversation this morning on the program, right? I am Sheriff Quadri. I have Barrister Yinka Ogunsimeyi, who joins us via the telephone. Dr. Emodi just walked into the studio right now. If you're watching online, you would know, you can see him right now on live stream. He will take a seat, then we'll continue. But Barrister Ogunsimeyi, again, thank you for remaining with us. Please, you were on a train of thought before the break. You were talking about Rotimi Akeredolu signing the anti-open grazing bill into law in his state. Please go on.
Yes, like I was saying, that the governor of Ondo State, Arakunrin Rotimi Akeredolu, has already signed the anti-open grazing bill into law in Ondo State. And that law is being implemented by the Western Nigeria Security Network, codename Animateco, in that state.
That's right.
Yes. So the other governors in other states should also toe the same line.
Mm-hmm.
So Amateko is not meant to be an option to the federal police.
Okay.
It is meant to complement the police.
Okay.
So the other states too should have a similar outfit in place.
You know, the issue now is, Barrister Yinka, the issue now is the operations that can lead to enforcement of that law. Yes, Amoteko is there. In fact, Amoteko in Ondo has done some great work. They've arrested about over 2,500. They've attended to about 2,500 issues. Their commander has just said that. But that's not the focus. The focus is, after the arrest by Amoteko, how effective can the operation of Amoteko be that won't lead to another problem? I don't know if you get where I'm going with this. So Amoteko is going out, working with security agencies, you know, effecting arrests here and there. But then you still have to transfer this case. Amoteko can't hold people. You still have to transfer this case to the legitimate authority that Nigeria recognizes, and that is the police force. What then happens then?
We must also not lose the fact of this. I mean, we must not lose sight of the fact that crimes flowing from criminal heading, are state specific. Kidnapping, raping, and all of the other offenses, criminal offenses, are committed in these states.
That's right.
There are laws in the states, and the state has duly passed a law into a bill into law. Mm. It is the law of that state. So the criminals or the offenders should be prosecuted in that state.
Okay.
So to that extent, Amotekun is doing it. You cannot fault that. It is a bill was sent to the state House of Assembly and it was duly passed. So the government should be commended.
Mm. Or that should also can Amotekun take anybody to court without the police?
Well, that is the challenge of the Nigerian Constitution, and that is the reason why we are saying it should be amended.
But that this is where we are right now, Barrister Yinka. This is the point we are now. What is the effort? What would the efforts be if they can't charge anybody to court?
Well, you will agree with me that so far, since the establishment of Amotekun, crimes flowing from criminal heading have gone down in the Southwest. We cannot fold our arms and say, oh, because we have challenges in the implementation of the law, we should continue to allow crimes to happen.
Hmm.
We cannot allow them to turn the Southwest in a state of security. So that is the reason why we advocate that our leaders should put on their thinking caps and amend the Constitution and make sure that it is either in actual outlook and in practice.
Indeed. Let me come to Dr. Modi, who joins me live in the studio. Dr. Modi, thank you for getting here.
Great to be with you, Sherry.
It's good to have you here.
It was hellish.
I sincerely apologize for the stress and the inconvenience.
Okay. Yeah,
now,
yeah.
I want to take you up on the issue of grazing routes. The southern governors have insisted that there is not going to be anything like grazing reserve or grazing routes in their state. Some had enacted their laws even before the meeting. Some are enacting theirs now. But the president is still going ahead with mapping out grazing routes. What's your thought on that?
The president is not an absolute leader.
How do you mean?
He has no right to make any law. He can make presentations to the National Assembly,
mm-hmm.
but I can guarantee you that as rubber stamp as our National Assembly appears to be, this present assembly, they will have a hard running battle to pass any act or law that is antithetical to the people of the country.
Okay.
What the president referred to as the grazing route of 1953 or 63 is an obsolete law that has been overtaken by the Land Use Act. If you want to trace that grazing route that they were even referring to,
mm-hmm.
you'll find out that Aso Rock is right on the grazing route. So where do you start from? Who is it that doesn't have gray matter between their ears that think that in 2001 we should be talking about grazing route when we should be talking about ranching? And when you ranch, you get a lot more mileage with your products than taking the country 200 years backward. No right-thinking person does that.
Do you see a clash between the central and southern governors?
I doubt that. As far as that grazing route is concerned, it's not going to fly. And I think the southern governors in and of themselves are not out to undo the Fulanis or anybody. They just want peace. And they believe that if this particular pattern of heading will keep claiming people's life, then let's put an end to it. If you want to do your business, please get a ranch, keep your cattle there, and do the needful. You get better cows, bigger cows, better milk, so much money in return. But personally, with the way that agenda is being pursued, I think there's a lot more to it than meets the eyes.
Barry Sayinka, I'm going to cross over to you now. What's your thought on the grazing routes that President is still going ahead with? And the fact that the central government has said that states that are ready to follow their own plan, they will be given, in fact, some states have been given money already, billions of naira, to some states, Barry Sayinka. What's your thought on that?
Well, the concept of grazing routes is a misnomer. It is, in fact, it is non-existent. Because when you look at the Land Use Act of 1978 as amended, in the states, in the Federal Republic of Nigeria, in the state governors, in trust for the people. So the federal government does not even have a single grain of sand. Not to talk of a land in Nigeria. All the lands are vested in the governors, in trust for the people. So if anyone is interested in getting land from state government, approach the governor of that state. Section 12 of the Land Use Act gives the governors the power to grant licenses in certain instances for certain businesses. And even if you are interested in getting a private land, the same Land Use Act gives the governors the power to consent to that transaction. Section 21-22 of the Land Use Act has amended.
Okay.
And the Land Use Act is validated even by the constitution we are running now, 1999 Constitution, Section 315, Subsection 5 and 6. Gives validity to that Land Use Act. So I wonder why some people are talking about grazing routes. It is mischievous to me. And an attempt by some people, for whatever myopic reasons, to cause problem and mayhem in the country.
You know, there is a committee already set up to trace these grazing routes. Rotimi Akeredolu, Excellency of, said that, listen, there is no land to trace in his own state, that there's nothing like that. To me, it sounds like there is a clash ahead between the central government and especially the southern governors, don't you think?
There won't be any clash. Even the constitution provides that where there's a legal tussle or an issue to be deciphered between either the federal and state government, the court is there. The court is there for the judicial interpretation of the constitution and the various extant laws we have in the country. That concept of grazing route is funny and is even annoying in this time and age.
Right. Gentlemen, let's go to the telephone and hear what Lagos has got to say. We'll take a few calls. And when I come back, I want to talk to you about the last meeting of the southern governors and what transpired. A report has it that, you know, all the southeastern governors didn't show up for that meeting, except the host governor, which was the Enugu State governor. The others did not show up. And there's been talks about whether the southeastern governors have decided to get out of that arrangement, that alliance of Southern Governors Forum. But we'll get to that. You gentlemen would share your thought on that, or if you think it's just mere coincidence that all of them didn't turn up for that meeting. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-71904, the ladies only. Let's get a few calls in, then we'll start with our next round of questions. And please drop your comment on our live stream on Facebook. Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3 on YouTube as well. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. That is 0809-597-5805. I'm going to start with Adegoke, who joins us in Lekki, from Lekki this morning. Adegoke, good morning to you.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
You know, I'm really looking at the whole situation in this country as regards open grazing, southern governors, northern elders, all those stuff. I was watching the news today as the northern governors are like, they are, the north are going to take power, these are going to do this. It's, I think we are just divided. You get, even among the southern governors themselves, they are divided. Among the northern governors, they are divided. When we will become one in this country and sit down and agree on how things are going to work out, because everyone is showing their supremacy right now, and it's not what we need in this country.
Mm-mm.
It's so sad seeing all these things happening. What are the young ones going to say? What are they expecting from us that we're not giving to them? You see, we are amassing debt for them, you know, in cure for them, for their future.
Thank you, Adegoke.
What are we really doing to help these young people?
Thank you. Your concerns are quite valid, but thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Yeah, Chief Corey, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hey, Chriso.
Yeah, the Lord, good morning. My old governor, I never hear anything from him. And that is where these people demanded for 750,000 acres of land, right, Chief Quadri? They want to buy it, and I don't know what my governor is waiting for.
Hmm.
The governor of Lagos State just signed his own. Then about the law or the police, this one's in Kano, in Isba. How come Isba is so powerful? Because at times we hear that Isba even used to arrest police.
Yeah.
In Kano. they destroy liquors. They are so powerful. Then he come here, Omotako, we arrest, but he can't charge somebody to court. So please, I'm begging the southern governors, every one of them, just protect your people. Like the doc said, the president don't have power to make law.
You Thank
have
you, Chris.
To push it to this National Assembly. And
Thank
I don't
you.
Know how those guys allow him. Whatever I bring,
Thank you.
Through.
Thank you, Chris, for calling. I'm going to go speak with Joke before we go back to my guest. Hello, Joke. Morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
This is my first time calling.
It's good to have you here.
My own opinion is, I don't know why the president is so concerned about this open grazing thing.
Hmm.
Is it that it's the most important thing in Nigeria to be solved now? The economy is going down. No
right.
light, nothing. Every day we talk about open grazing, which is personal business of some people.
Mm.
Why? Is he a president of open grazing, president of bandit? What is the problem?
Mm.
Why must we do open? Why must we do grazing? Is that the only business? I don't understand. Please don't talk about it anymore. Let's talk about life. Let's talk about our pounds that is 700 and something. Please.
Mm.
Please. I hope the president is listening. Let's talk about the health. The doctors are on strike.
That's right.
Please. They're not talking about it. Every day we talk about open grace. Please, can you stop talking about it? Thank you.
Thank you, Joke, for calling. Appreciate it. We talk about Dr. Strike almost, I mean, for there was a week there, it was every day we're talking about it. Yeah, but then it shows that we have a lot of conversations that we need to be having, constantly. It doesn't have to be one, it doesn't have two, as much as they are, we need to have those conversations because that's all we've got. We talk about these issues and try and resolve it. Gentlemen, I'm coming back to you. My callers are tempting me to go back to the telephone, but let me come back to you. I'm going to start this round with Dr. Emodi. Dr. Emodi,
yes, please.
My question hasn't changed. What's your... Let me start this way. Yes, I'm going to go to the other question I said I was going to ask. But let me start this way, though. Do you think the Southern Alliance can work? Do you see an average politician putting his party's interest ahead of his region or sub-region's interest? Before we go to my real question.
Well... Party's interest for the average Nigerian politician, everything is about his own parochial interest. It's about his ambition. It's about his interest. He's not concerned about the people, much less the party. When you see all these panderings in the east, in the south-south, and all those places, it's about what is my political future going to be like? Will I get an appointment? Will I be chased after by the EFCC once I leave the office just because I didn't play along with the center?
Do you think that's responsible why
Southern
governors didn't, Southeast governors didn't turn up for the meeting in Enugu last Thursday?
I wouldn't second guess them, but I also think that a couple of them, one or two of them, are so myopic in their thinking, completely engrossed in the thought of being made a vice president in the case of one pontiff saying, okay, we are going to use you. And that is arrant stupidity. How about the people? We are the okay in the extreme scenario that you become president or vice president. Where is Jonathan today? You won't be president forever. How about your people? Where will you live after
you are done with your presidency?
Done with your
hypothetically
jingoism? Where are you gonna be? Who will you live amongst? This is how we see people being dealt with in some despicable ways, just because they sacrifice the general interest of the people that entrusted power into their hands. And they are pursuing their own parochial interests.
Because of time, let me go to Barisi Inka with the same question. So last Thursday, there was a meeting of the Southern Governors Forum. I mean, they've been having these meetings consistently. I'm sure you're aware of that. But the one that was taken to Enugu last Thursday, governors of the Southeast, the sub-region of the southern part, they didn't turn up. And they gave, let me not leave this part out. They all gave reasons why they didn't come. At least, not maybe some of them not directly, but people, you know, close to them gave reasons why some of them didn't turn up. But the fact remains they didn't turn up, except the host governor. Do you think personal interest is beginning to play out?
Well, to a certain extent, I may want to agree with you. Politics is Luca. But the governors will not put their personal interest above that of their people. And I believe the new working relationship amongst the governors of the South is a work in progress. I'm sure they'll get there. I wouldn't say that incident is a setback. They'll get there. They will continue to work on it. And I'm sure at the end of the day, the people will be the better for it.
Indeed. Gentlemen, we have to leave it here for this morning. We have to leave it here. We have tried. We have really looked into the future of this law, anti-open grazing law, especially here in the southern part of the country, and how, you know, things can be well executed to avoid chaos in the future. Dr. Jideon Modi, thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Thanks, Sherry. Pleasure.
Again, sincere apologies for the inconvenience that you had to go through to get here today.
It's okay.
Barista Yinka Oguntimeyin, thank you so much for joining us on the show. We hope to have you here more often on the Crossfire. Thank you so much. Lagos, Nigeria, that's our show. Thank you all for being a part of it. I'm Sherif Quadri. I'm back on your radio tomorrow at 5 a.m. In the meantime, at 9 after the news, Jimidisu will be here with Daily Digest with Jimidisu. Now, before I go, let me hint you. Something big is coming in the month of October when Nigeria Info will be 10. It's big. It's huge. It's a month-long celebration for us on Nigeria Info. It's a milestone, as you know. Nigeria Info has been in operation for 10 years now. October 1, Nigeria Info will be 10. And all through the month of October, we will be giving out in a show of appreciation, 100,000 naira every day.
Wow.
100,000 naira every day. We'll give out details in a moment. There will also be a novelty football match. Watch out for how you can be a part of it, where your celebrities will play against you, the fans. Your favorite celebrities will play against you, the fans. Your AAPs will play against you, the fans as well. So it promises to be really, really interesting. There's going to be a security summit that will be attended by who is who in the security atmosphere here in Nigeria, and a whole lot of other events. I can't begin to mention them one after the other. There's going to be events for singles as well, hosted by the Tech Cares. And we'll have, you know, your celebrity relationship experts who will share that. It's going to be an outdoor event as well. So there's a lot that we have for you. There's going to be a conversation on how what is stopping patients from getting access, prompt access to healthcare. That conversation is also going to happen. And there's a lot more. Debate for secondary school is also, in fact, yeah, it's just going to be a month long of big activities here on Nigeria Info. And that's our way of saying thank you to you. I'm Sheriff Quadri. I'll see you tomorrow at 5. Bye for now.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.